For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 37 and 38. I share with you that because, well, that's where we were Sunday morning, and it is from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. When Habakkuk speaks those words, when God gives the prophet that message for the people, he gives it to them because he has been given a picture of the coming invasion of Babylon, the trouble that would follow that, the difficulties that the people would go through, and their ultimate exile for 70 years. It was bad news. But Habakkuk also shares with that bad news the return of the people to the land, the future blessing that God would bring about. And so while they're looking at the trouble, and rightfully so, it was going to get really bad, Habakkuk encourages them to say, listen, the prophecy that I gave is going to happen, but also the blessing that God promised on the other side of that trouble will also happen. You will have one, but you will with it also get the other. And so do not be discouraged. Do not lose heart and get to the place where you give up walking with God, throw aside your faith, forfeit all that God has given to you and all that he's promised to you. Don't give up, but find in the hope of the fulfilled promises of God the strength to endure. The writer of Hebrews gives us that when he says, not in verse 37, 38, but backing up and seeing in verse 35, therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith. The message Sunday morning was live by faith, and I just want to follow up in this Wednesday message with this encouragement from the same area in the book of Hebrews, the same passage. Yes, the just shall live by faith, but you who are people of faith, don't throw away your confidence. Don't give away that which has been so precious to you, your faith in Jesus Christ and watching him show up and bless you in times of need, times of trouble, and just personal times of walking with him. Don't throw that away. Don't give it up, but rather cling to it. Hold tightly now as the need for endurance increases. And God will give us what we need so that we can walk by faith. Keep taking steps. They may seem hard. They may seem difficult. They may actually be traumatic. But God is faithful. He will come through. Don't give up. Hope you have a great week. And I hope that you continue, and I continue, that we all in faith in Christ continue to walk by that very faith which saved our souls and will be there to the end.